This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Right, welcome to a brand new episode here at Gamertag Radio. This is episode 1483. For those who don't know, this only 17 episodes away to episode 1500 on Gamertag Radio. Insanity having those amount of episodes. GTR. But stay tuned. Hopefully, I don't know, we'll see between now and then. Hopefully something will pop up. But yeah, it's going to be cool, man. It's going to be really cool. Great year. Lots of content, lots of conversation, lots of news. And everything is expensive. But we're going to talk about all that stuff in the future. And I'm here with the one and only Peter Toledo. What's up, Pete?
What's up, dude? How are you?
Good, man. How's everything over there? The other side of the world.
It's been snowing for 3 days. Oh, it's cold.
All right.
Yeah, it's dropped all the way down to like negative 10 C. Well, in freedom units, that would be like 15 below or 15. Yeah, 15 below for the freedom units meant on monitor people. But yeah, it's I've always thrived in the snow and I enjoy it. So I love it. Right. And plus, you know, it's cool to see the whole country blanketed in white.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Dope, man. I have an update and, this is something where I just heard about this recently, actually. So it looks like Spotify is going to be working with a lot of, podcast hosting companies, for creators to also get opportunity to put their video content and audio content from their platform. So let's say for us, from Audioboom to Spotify, and we'll get ads there too. But now this opportunity where we can now upload videos in the future. It's not anytime soon. I have to wait until I get the green light. So it looks like the videos that we'll record here, we will upload it to Audioboom and it will go to Spotify and other places. And now people could watch our content or listen to the content at the same time. So like you have the option if you want to watch video or audio. Before it was just audio because the technology wasn't there yet for Audioboom and other places where you can upload it and get those opportunities too. Because for those that don't know, we get like a lot of pre-recorded ads similar to like YouTube and other places. Do the audio version, but now with this new technology, it's going to help us to just upload one file to multiple places, especially Spotify, and now we'll get, you know, ads and all this stuff there that's going to help us, you know. But it's not launched yet, but it's cool to see Libsyn and Audioboom, Acast, and a couple of the platforms that's going to be part of that program. So the part that I'm excited about is like, hey, now we could upload videos directly to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other places. Before we couldn't do that, you know. So yeah, just want to mention that I'm excited. I know people were asking me, why you guys haven't done that? And I know I did it like as an experiment, but it was affecting the numbers on Audioboom. That's why I had to like remove it, because it wasn't counting the views and downloads from Spotify to our podcast hosting company. So it was hurting us like really bad. And they even contacted me, hey, that's weird. What happened with your episodes? Why is there no download numbers? I'm like, what are you talking about? And it was because of that, because I did that thinking it will work, and it didn't work. But now with this change, it's going to help us out a lot. So I just want to mention that, because people have been bringing that up a lot to me. Like, hey, can you upload videos? I'm like, soon. Because they can watch it on their devices, their consoles, and so on. You know what I'm saying? So
you've been messing up our money.
I know, right? I mean, it's not a lot, but hey, it helped pay the bills, man. Yo, everything is not cheap. You know what I'm saying? Like, this Riverside is not cheap. Let me tell you guys, like, this is, and it's getting better. I love that they're adding a lot of new features and everything in there, man, you know? But I'm just trying to make it easy, because before we had to do everything through, like, Streamlabs, OBS. It was just a lot. I don't have time for like, editing, and it's just too much. But now, with what we have now, it helped us out, you know. So yeah, just want to mention that very quick. Like I was saying earlier, there's a couple of previews coming up in the future of stuff that I've been playing. Can't say what it is, but hopefully it will go up in the future. That's all I can say.
Don't worry about it, chat, and those of you listening, I don't play these either, so I don't get invited.
You come to LA and you're in town, and we could go together.
No, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'll be in LA, but it's, don't invite me.
Oh, yeah. What else is going on? I'm trying to think if there's anything else before we go to the topics. I know we talked about X-Reel last week, and hopefully, Pete, you'll get one. Cause I would love fingers crossed. We'll see. But I would love to get your feedback. Like, especially now that you're going to be traveling in the future, hopefully you get it at that time. But
well, that'd be phenomenal, right?
If they can, if they, right?
And you know, it'd be really nice. Is I know that they just announced the Asus X-Reel glasses.
Yes.
So yes, you know,
that is crazy. Let me see.
If you could send me that one, I would love to do a review of that and highlighting the changes and the differences between what Danny and Paris got and the newly announced Asus X-Reel glasses.
I think this is not a thing where you directly go to X-Reel for that. I think this is more like Asus contact for this.
Hey,
for this
look, subject. Man.
But it's Asus, cool. It looks cool.
Or X-Reel. Yeah. Put me in contact with Asus.
Wait, and this I is will... This is pretty cool. And it has like these images on the side, like the lighting. And everything. So it's 171 inch, 240 hertz.
Yeah. So it essentially puts the video inside the glasses to the in the screen to what the equivalent of what a 171 inch, 240 hertz screen would look like. So
yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
it looks pretty cool. I like it.
I'm here. I'm here for it.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. We'll see. All right, so first thing first, Pete, let's talk about this, because I know people been talking about this now like the past couple of days. And the first topic is, yo, and look, typically this is not 100% official, but I'm a little bit worried, because everything is just the price is just, everything is going up. And actually, I was watching a couple videos of people that went to CES, and yo, everything that they got to see were there. Everything just went up. Price that's coming out in the future. Actually, it's coming out this year. And one of them, Pete, there's not a CES. This is separate. But I know Val hasn't really talked about this, but the price for the Steam Machine. And for those who don't know, I had a Steam Machine back in the days. I had one. I got it from Alienware. Mm-hmm. And the problem I had with the Steam Machine at that time, it was multiple partnership with Val, right? And all of them have different prices. Some of them were more powerful than others. It was very confusing. Prices was all over the place. But the thing that I'm excited about for this one that's coming out, they just announced a couple months ago, Valve, the new Steam machine. This one, it looks like it's just going to be one machine, maybe potential partners in the future. But the ones that they announced, that one, there's a leak that just came out from a realtor store. And that one, the prices, let me look it up, because when I saw the prices,
the prices were in Czech currency. To do the conversion now, it would, since there's two iterations of the device, right? There's the 512 gig and a 1 terabyte Steam PC. The equivalent of the 512 gig would be about $950, with the 1 terabyte version being about $1,070. Now, also note that it includes an alleged automatic 17% markup, because look, you know, everybody's got to make a couple of points on it and make their money. But that is the alleged pricing. This is based off of somebody hitting the website and going into the source code of the websites. Mm-hmm. You know, this people really got nothing else better to do than to go checking out the code of back end of somebody's websites. But
hey, I know. But the thing is, though, Pete, I know there was conversations at like a preview event for this a couple of months back. And I think one of the content creators, and I can't remember who it was, asked Val, hey, so this is going to be, you know, cheap, like a console version, you know, like that price. And, yo, the whole team from Val were quiet. Didn't want to say anything. They were, like, nervous about it, to talk about it, right? And I think it looks like it might be your price of a PC.
Version of a PC. Think about it, it is essentially a gaming PC, right? So the difference between a gaming PC and a console is not very much. But to ensure that you've got a gaming device that is capable of being more powerful than a standard console, which is traditionally a lower tier as far as specs, hardware, graphical capabilities, etc. Yeah. This is on par. Now, take into consideration the massive jump in pricing as a result of Micron jumping out of the consumer RAM business, and yeah, your prices start to skyrocket. You see organizations like Nvidia, they're now, you know, their pricing for all of this, because they're jumping into the AI space as well. They're one of the leaders. That all has a trickle down effect on the pricing, right? So whether it's your chips, whether it's, you know, your GPUs, whether it's memory, all of those prices go up. And look, could you build out a comparable device for less? Yes. But you also have to now care and feed this device. If you're going to, you know, it's not going to be water cooled, but yeah, you have to go in there and you have to make sure that, you know, you can put your PC together. So Danny, I think it's a practice for you if you want to do it cheaper.
No, but you know what it is? So why I want to buy this? Because, you know, I've been playing a lot more PC games. Yeah, I play consoles.
Because you're a console hoarder. That's why. You collect everything.
No, here, I collect everything. No, but you know what's the problem? Like, I don't feel like sitting in front of my PC to play. Like, hey, sometimes I want to play, you know, by the TV, just relax, sitting down, play some multiplayer games, you know, with friends or family. But yeah, and it's easier for me to also, to when I travel, I could take that with me and connect it to it like a TV, or, you know, I also have the.
If you have GeForce Now, you can do that though. You have GeForce Now, you can do that. You can stream to your desktop.
Yeah, but not when I go to another place. I can't do that on the TV like another location. You get what I'm saying? Because sometimes they say for Dominican Republic, they say there's no server that will be like even. Like a smooth experience playing.
Oh no, you're always going to deal there. You're always going to deal with latency. I mean, outside of your house, you're always going to deal with latency.
So but I prefer to download it here and then play it.
Oh, of course.
Whatever I'm playing, you know what I'm saying? So it's just that, like, it's a small device, easy to take it around and so on. And if I want to record some content, I could do that too, you know. So, but Yeah, I don't know. Are you planning to get a Steam machine or no? Are you planning to get one?
I'd rather use the $1,000 on that and put that towards new kit in my box. That's it.
Or play a PlayStation 5.
Or PlayStation 5. Wolverine. I mean, or look, split the cost, get a PlayStation 5, play Wolverine when it comes out day one. And
they return
it? No, I know, right? I am the kind of scumbag that would do that, though, right? but I would do that and then drop the other 500 bones or whatever's left on maybe a new motherboard or a new chip for my box. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'd do that for a new chip because my motherboard could support like a new chip. So I'll just do that.
You know, people who actually would do that. They will buy a console, play it, finish the game, and return. I'm like, wow, that's a scumbag. Move right there. Oh, man. Cool. No, but I just want to bring that up because I know that conversation has been going around for a while, man. You know, I still want to get a Steam machine. I don't know if I'll get it day one, but I'll eventually will get it because I think it'll be cool to, you know, play at home and so on. You know, look, if you play Steam a lot on PC and you want to play something on your TV, this could be it.
Look, it's no different than build a mini ITX box, get a single fan 4060 or something like that and put it in your living room. It's no different. The only difference is it comes already bundled and put together. One of our longstanding community members who created the Discord for us, shout out to Beaker, he went out and did that for himself. What was it, last year? He built a small gaming PC, puts it in his living room, and he does all of his casual gaming on that box. And he's got a Switch next to him or whatever, and he can walk around the house. But him and his wife play on the, you know, the big TV in the living room on the couch, and they play all of their casual games on there. So this isn't a surprise, right? There's people have been doing this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Steam or Valve, right, at the end of the day, is just capitalizing on their familiarity and comfort with doing it using SteamOS, which automatically bypasses, you know, X number of dollars having to go to Microsoft for its licensing. You can just do it on the SteamOS, which was the big part that confused the F out of you back in the day because you weren't a Windows person.
Then. No, I wasn't.
Back in the day, right? So you having to try and do, you know, PC gaming on a device that was on an absolutely foreign operating system. Right. And yeah, you had exposure to it from work and stuff like that to Windows. But as a gaming operating system, you know, unfortunately, you were so separated from that, that, you know, it added an unnecessary level of difficulty. But I mean, look, times have changed. Look, you're on a PC right now. Yeah. You do
I'm
gaming
playing
PC.
More now. Yeah.
You know, so.
It is different. Like I, at that time, I just didn't have an area to play PC. I'm like, is it worth getting that? I had my console set up. It was a lot easier for me to play that. But and plus, PC was expensive. I mean, it's still expensive, but it was expensive at that time too. You know, so that's why it took me a while. It took me a while. You know, so. But I there's a question here. I should bring this up. This is from John Wakey 3000 on Twitch. Does anyone think there will be a Steam machine to compete with PlayStation 6 and the next Xbox console?
Yeah. Because if Steam does it, if Valve ends up doing this device in the same way that it does the Steam Deck, where it belongs to you. It's not like you see a lot of other manufacturers where like Apple solders their RAM and solders the hard drive and the chips to make it difficult for you to do it.
Yeah.
If you take the back off of your Steam Deck right now, you will see QR codes on all of the parts that are upgradable by you as the owner because Valve does believe in the right of ownership. And so if you own that box, you can do whatever you want to it. If you want to mod it and slap an external 5090, you can go right ahead and do it. If you want to sit there and they've partnered with iFixit to give consumers guides to be able to go and update, you know, add memory, add heart, you know, add storage, you can do that. So, you know, shout out to Valve to that, you know, for that, for supporting the right for free ownership. And you as, and us as the consumer, I'm not going to say you, I say us as all, us as the consumer to do what we want with the devices that we pay. I paid 500, whatever the Gen 1 price was for the top tier 512 terabyte Steam Deck. I should have all the rights and capability to go and upgrade that. And same for the Steam machine or the Steam PC when it comes out in the coming, in whatever it comes out, I would not be surprised if they say, look, it comes shipping with a 1 terabyte. Here's the instructions. Go to iFixit and they'll have a little kit that walks you through the upgrade of it. And I can go and I don't have to go to a specific marketplace and only buy a specific piece of kit. No, I can, if I'm here, I'll go to MediaMarkt. But if I'm in the States, I can go to Best Buy or Amazon or Galaxus if I'm here in Europe or wherever, you know, your local retailer, buy whichever piece of hardware, you know, buy your RAM sticks or as long as you buy the right format, buy the right, you know, piece of equipment and upgrade it myself if, you know, I choose to do that. Now, like you, Danny, you, and this is no slight on you, right? Because
it's a diss, guys.
Okay, fine. It's a diss. That's whatever. but like most consumers, they don't want to have the fuss of having to do that themselves. So that's the whole reason why consoles are so popular. It's why handheld devices like these are so popular, is that consumers don't have to worry about going out and buying every single piece of kit and making sure, oh, did I buy the right size case because I bought too big of a, you know, I bought, my power supply doesn't fit. So now I have to go return it and I have to buy a small form factor power supply and, oh, the cables aren't long enough. So I have to buy a custom kit or I have to go, you know, I bought an ATX board, but I bought a mini ITX case. So now I have to, they don't have to worry about any and all of that. And that's, again, that's why your consoles, that's why the Steam machine and all these other devices are so popular, because you go, you buy them and, you know, you turn it on and you're good to go. You don't have the hassle and fuss of putting them all together. But then there's nerds like myself in Paris and everybody else, you know, a lot of others around the globe that A, enjoy that, and B, have the time and energy and the skill set to put it together. But look, Danny, honestly, if you put an hour to 2 hours worth of time into doing it, you could do it yourself and you would save money in the future by doing it yourself. And honestly,
I get it. Yeah.
I did it with my son. I did it with my daughter. We, you know, they built their machines themselves, right? Their first ones. My son could do it now. Actually, his partner actually does it for him now because he's still too lazy to do that. You know, I love you, son, but yeah, you're too lazy to do it. That's, you know, his partner does it for him. But like my daughter, yeah, she, with my guidance, and I was there looking over her shoulder, she put her first PC together, you know, with, you know, and, you know, hey, it worked. And then when she left,
the majority of people just don't have the time or
the skill set.
A hassle. And I get it. Look, and I get it. People will do it. So people rather pay extra because they don't want to deal with it. That's me. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want.
Look, I know we joke around, fine. There's nothing wrong with that, right? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, there's people that can fix cars. There's people who could do electrical work. There's people who could do plumbing. Those are three things that I don't want to do.
You pay extra.
So what do I do? I pay to have somebody else do for it. Yeah, absolutely.
But by the way, this is another message. This is a pretty good one from BGamer90. Shout out to BGamer. What's up, man? Long time listener. He said, I'm already thinking ahead to next gen consoles. I could see myself keeping my Xbox Series X around for a smaller titles, multiple gens of backward PC. But could see myself getting a PlayStation 6 pretty early for new, bigger games. And a PlayStation 5 Pro quality and PSVR. I'm thinking both the next Xbox and PlayStation 6 will be around $799 based on trends we see. It might be even more than that, I think. I think it's going to be more expensive than that. I don't see that being $799. Look, I remember the days of like the $299, $199 to buy consoles. Look, even the old school Atari days, $50. This is like towards the end of the Atari. Bro, those days are completely gone. Everything's just going to be up, man. You know, but here's for me. I have a pretty good, powerful PC. I don't have a 50 series. I have a 40 series. I have a 4090 in my PC.
Same.
You too, right? And I'm good with that. I can see myself using this for a long time. You know, maybe in the future I'll upgrade. But, you know, let's say PlayStation 6 and the next Xbox. I just don't see these consoles going to be as powerful as a PC like this. I think it's going to be reasonable. like good enough that it's going to look good, but it's not going to be like super powerful because, yo, everything is just too expensive for companies to make these consoles. If they want to make it more powerful, it's going to be more expensive for the consumers, you know? So I think it's going to be decent enough, and especially now with handhelds that good to go, it looks great, doesn't have to be high-end device.
Yep.
I think it's going to be like that in the future, man, just to save money for everyone, you know, for the companies and also for the consumers, you know, but or maybe give you the option like, hey, you could buy the most powerful one, more powerful console, or buy a like a Series S type thing, you know, just to keep it cheap, you know. I personally, I'll probably buy the cheaper one because it doesn't make sense to buy an expensive console because I already have a PC. You get what I'm saying? Mm. Do you feel the same? Like, look, if there's an option for you to buy a PlayStation 5, and let's say there's two versions, one is cheaper than the other, you're going to go probably most likely for the cheaper version because you already have a device that is really high-end. But it doesn't matter if you just want to play the game. You don't care about these graphics and all this stuff, right? Or you care about...
I still want graphic fidelity. I still want to be able to fire up my machine and play my game and see that FPS thing at the top right or top left of the screen in the high 100s or the low 200s. That's why I have a 240 hertz monitor. That's why I have a 4090. That's why I have 64 gigs of RAM. That's why I paid way too much money than I should to build the machine that I wanted to build, right? But Parrish says, build a PC, yeah. Danny, stop making excuses.
Hey, man. Hey.
But yeah,
I already have a PC, Paris. What is your problem? Go away.
It's why I do what I do. It's why I did what I did, put my machine together to the specs, because I wanted that capability. Much like I said at the beginning of the show, or earlier in the show, I could put a lower spec box in my living room and we could play there if we wanted to, but mm-hmm. I use my living room for naps and watching sports and TV and YouTube. And then, you know, when I'm gaming, I know exactly where I'm going to be. I'll be right here unless I grab my Steam Deck or my Switch.
Well,
again, it's just convenience out of everything.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, so we're going to go to the next topic. And I think this is a good one. This one is interesting because we'll call with Julian. He worked on the previous multiple Division games, and they're working on the Division 3. We're huge fans of the Division. Huge. Actually,
well, not Paris.
Paris. No, but actually, I was just curious, you know, because I have also the Division 2 on PC, because I was just curious. I went back to see if our logo is still there.
Oh, as a clan, I couldn't find clan. it when I went in.
I found it. I
on PC, I don't know, but it was on I did look on the last update for the Division 2. It was there, but because it's the team is full, nobody can add it. I would
really
have to,
no, it's there. I saw it.
You can't join the clan because it's already a max
capacity.
Oh, no,
you can't join the clan.
You
not
have
join
to
clan.
Join
I'm talking about the image.
Yeah. I just read Paris's message. you can't join in either Xbox or PC because the clan is at max.
It's max.
One of us would have to go back in on Xbox and start kicking people out of the clan, but I'm not going to bother doing that.
No,
what's crazy,
that,
though,
man.
Is there's no link. There's no cross-platform link between PC and Xbox because then that would have allowed me to go in and access the clan, but since there's no capability for that, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, that's it. No, but anyway, I saw it. It's still there, so it's cool. The you could still use an image if you created like a new clan and stuff. So shout out to Julian. But he, of course, for those that don't know, he's the executive producer of the Division series and also Star Wars Outlaws. That was the last time I spoke to him was for the Star Wars Outlaws game a couple years back, he was on the new Game Plus showcase, and they talked briefly about the game and, you know, Massive and all that. And everybody knows about this. He says that this game is going to be more impactful, more it's going to have more of an impact similar to like the Division 1. And I was thinking, Pete, I like the Division One. I felt like it was very, very – that was a very difficult game for many reasons. And I felt like two content-wise was a lot better than one. There was like so many things to do. Plus the end game was – I remember us playing that for the first time at an event. We were like, yo, this is awesome, an end game, right? And then plus, you know, I know they tried to do raids. It didn't work out and stuff. But do you feel like – for you, you feel like Division One was a better game for you, or the Division Two? Because I was thinking, like, what do you mean, by being an impact?
I would say Division One was more fun for me. Yes, it was very bullet spongy, but it was more tailored to the players. Division Two took away a lot of things that a lot of Division One fans loved. Which, yes, as McFillin in the chat just said, we've got the return of survival mode. Survival mode was the biggest component of Division 1 that was missing out of the Division 2.
Agreed.
And so now, this year is the 10th anniversary of the Division universe, right? Because it first launched in 2016. And they're coming out later this year with Division 2 Survivors, which essentially, you know, they're blanketing all of DC in snow and they're bringing back survival mode, which I will be actively playing because that's one of my favorite components of the Division in general, was that hardcore, you know, very, very difficult extraction mode. Now, I am going to complain about one thing, and this might be a little divisive, especially knowing our relationship with Ubisoft.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the last couple of weeks, they have been hit with several cybersecurity-related issues and concerns. You call them hacks, call them API abuse, etc. But I mean, they've gone through a lot of. Yeah, I feel bad for their IT team. You know, I'm not going to put anybody else's business out there. But yeah, I can't imagine the level of pain and stress that their cyber and IT infrastructure teams are going through at this moment, trying to mitigate this overall thing. And mostly it's been relegated to Rainbow Six, but they've, you know, there is, you know, an alleged loss of data with regards to all of their titles. So it's a concern, right? And so, yes, I'm looking forward to it, but I don't know if and how any of the other titles have been impacted outside of Rainbow Six.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, it's very difficult, very difficult. And we'll see. I was going to ask you this question. Do you think I see this game coming out probably in early 2027? I don't see this coming out anytime soon, but do you think it will be 2027 or later?
What, Division 3? Yeah. 27 to 28. If they're releasing Division 2 Survivors this year, I don't know if they've got a date. Announced.
No,
yet.
There's no date.
I think they announced Division 2. We know Division 3 is coming out, but I think they released Division 2 Survivors this year and they release Division 3 probably 27. Yeah. It's been 5 or 6 years since Division 2 came out. Yeah, so
it's been so long, man.
Yeah.
It's been so long. Yeah. Anything else? I think we're good with the topics. I don't want to. I know everybody's gonna be talking about the Xbox Developer Direct, which is happening this week, actually, right? Supposedly it's a fourth secret game. And I know they did that a couple years back. They did like something like that where they surprised. It was like a surprise game announcement. It looks like it might happen with this one. I have no idea which one it is. I know there's hints out there. I'm trying my best to stay away from that. What I think it is, I have no idea. Because I'm trying to stay away. Here's the thing. It probably going to be a smaller game. I'll tell you what I wish it could be. Because remember, they've been partnering with other game companies. Okay, I think what I'm about to say, people are going to say, yo, that's never going to happen. But I'm going to say it still, but just because that's something that I want. But 2 years ago, we got to see the announcement from Sega about multiple games that's coming out. It was like Crazy Taxi, Jet Set, Shinobi, Ultra Beast. I know New Streets of Rage, right? And I know Shinobi came out last year, which is one of my favorite games of last year. I'll make sure to check it out because it's phenomenal. And I think, based on the timing, I think Jet Set might be the next game. I thought there were going to be some type of announcement or some gameplay footage trailer at Game Awards. It didn't happen. Could it be it could happen for this at the Developer Direct? I don't know. And here's why. It's the 25th anniversary of Xbox this year.
Yeah. I was going to say.
It's the 25th anniversary. The last time there was a Jet Set Radio game, which is Jet Set Radio Future, that was, I think, was like 2002. And that was in the exclusive game. That was the only time they came out and never came out after that. So there's a strong history with Xbox and Sega. So I don't know if this is going to be the right place to show it. It could be at the game showcase later this year. Maybe that's what I think. But it would be cool to see something with Xbox and Sega just to make that connection from like back in the days and now. I think that would be really cool if they could make that happen. That's me personally. I would love to see that. I know people are going to say it's never going to happen, but that's just me. But I think it's going to be something smaller maybe. It's not going to be as a big AAA game like that. That's what I think. I think that makes sense for like the game showcase. But you have any theories? What could it be?
I mean, it would be cool to see them announce to see more about the new Gears title. I know we talked about that last week. Halo Campaign Evolved, I think, would be really cool to see, considering, like you said, 25th anniversary, the big time. Why not have your super flagship, which, I mean, even in 2025, 2026, is Halo still the flagship with, considering how it's done over the last few years? I think that would be super cool. I don't think they're going to do anything as far as hardware. They're not doing hardware or anything. They'll probably unveil a controller at E3 or something later this year. But I think it would be cool to see something that tips the nod to like that. It's a nod of the cap to like Halo Campaign Evolved. That, I think, in my personal opinion, that'd be really cool.
I'll tell you why that's not going to happen. And look, I would love that. I would love to see that. But Fable and Forza are two games that's going to hopefully is going to be coming out early this year. So it's like sometime in spring. And I feel like if they show Gears and Halo and all these, I think those games are going to outshine the conversation about their next games than those two games, two games there. So might as well just keep that as secret as possible and show that at the right time, which is during the Summer Game Fest Xbox Game Showcase. And hopefully during that time, we'll get to see like what's next for Xbox. That's what I think is going to happen. The Developer Directed, I don't think this is like the right time to show those games.
It's funny, Nightshade in the chat just said another Rayman. Rayman Legends was amazing. It's still one of my favorite games of all time.
Yo, it's amazing. I love that game. Yeah, I had that in all different versions. I remember it came out for the Wii U and also came out for like Xbox and PlayStation after that, like a year.
Rayman Legends is one of those titles that
one of the best
core memory. I would almost say core memory, and I'm saying that as a 52-year-old, right? That game was a core memory for me. So I would love to see them bring that back out and just, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yo, because I remember you and your wife used to play that a lot when we
yeah,
still,
that was our couch.
Miami at that time.
Yeah, I was still in Miami. That was our couch, that was what we played just to like to just chill on the couch. And it's funny, as infuriating as a game can be sometimes, that was our relaxation, right? That was
you try to get like all 100%. That game was tough to do 100%. That game was tough to do that.
I came to the realization way long time ago that wasn't happening for me.
Yeah. Wait, so Nightshade, I love reading the chat because it's something we're bringing up here. Nightshade says Sunset Overdrive was the initial title I was thinking of. That's why I think Jet Set Radio won't return. Oh, no. Sunset Overdrive, now that's a PlayStation title now. That's not.
Nah.
That's places now. I think they
those words are banned here in GTR, especially for Danny.
What do you mean banned? What the hell are you talking about? No way. Hell no.
That game was trash, bro.
No. What the hell are you talking about?
That game was garbage.
Let me tell you, die arguing here, yo.
You could argue all you want, man. That game was trash. That game was like the Seminoles.
Have you even played it? So
that game was like the Florida Seminoles, bro. That was horrible.
Oh,
trash.
Wow. No, that's you between you and Paris. No, that game is phenomenal, bro. That game is really dope. That's the reason why you get to see a game like Spider-Man and other Sonic games, because of Sunset Overdrive. That game was, bro, you crazy? That game is phenomenal. Yeah. Look, I get it's not your style, it's not your thing, but it's phenomenal. You haven't played it. You haven't even know the story about
it. I did play the game.
When was the last time you played it, B? Show me
2012 or whatever.
Show me
like
your stats,
this,
bro.
Garbage.
Show me your stats, because I can show you my stats. I have hundreds and hundreds of hours.
You go look for it. You go look for it.
You know what? Let me see if I could go right now. Xbox. How can you search for that on Xbox?
I don't know. You find
out. Is
there
like an easier way to do that?
You figure it out. I ain't even going to tell you.
Yo.
You go figure it out yourself.
One of the best games that came out last generation. Hands out. I'll die to that, man, with that, yo. There you go. See, I have receipts. I have receipts. I play that game, yo. I love that game. One of the dopest boss battles experience was that. It was so good. Oh, soundtrack. What? Phenomenal. And look, P's joking. He's not that serious about it.
I'm dead ass serious. It was trash. That's why I didn't play it.
No. And I played also the DLC. But shout out to the team at Insomniac. I know they hit me up in the past every time, because I will bring that game a lot. They're like, yo, thank you for the shout out, man. Like, yo. Dope. There's a part in the game that they also talked about NeoGAF as a joke. It was pretty funny. Yeah, but anyways, we're gonna wrap it up here on the podcast version. But we probably have a couple more minutes of like the, after show. And man, everyone, thank you for joining us, and also shout out to Paris. I know Paris is here
in the chat.
You know what? We should have talked about the Canes, because I know he's been texting me and watching the
Hurricanes in the Natty, baby. Let's go.
I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty nervous at that last few minutes. I was like, it's too close. It's too close. Paris is there, unless he left because he couldn't take it anymore with the Canes chat.
No, he's there. I see him.
He is.
Hi. I see him. Hello. Lurking in the background.
Hello, Paris. All right, we're gonna wrap it up here, and we'll be back next time here on Gamer Tag Radio. Take care, everyone. Bye.